Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. The misconception that we are going to discuss today vis-a-vis Islamic dietary laws is that it is often said that wine glasses cannot be used for any other purpose. For example, we cannot use them to drink a juice maybe or even drink water. And it is generally said that one must not use wine glasses and because it is absolutely prohibited. Now, first of all, we must come to realize that, of course, there is no doubt about the fact that alcohol is something which is explicitly prohibited in Islam, and it is something in which there can be no two opinions. However, as far as wine glasses are concerned, there is no such prohibition. If we go to the market, for example, and buy glasses which are specifically made for wine, and we use them, then of course there is no prohibition because we are not drinking wine in those glasses. All we are drinking is perhaps water or juice or any other drink, which is of course not alcohol or wine. So merely prohibiting glasses because wine is made, for example, they are tailor-made for drinking wine, this is not a correct conception and is absolutely wrong. However, we know that the Prophet, of course, there is a narrative which says, which is ascribed to the Prophet, as per which the people once asked him that since they live in certain areas in which they are living with the people of the book, and of course these people of the book, they eat pork and they drink liquor. So if they have these Muslims asked that if we have to eat with them, what should we do? And the Prophet said that you should avoid their utensils, you should avoid their cups, and if you have to do and you have to do, eat something or drink something out of them, then you must have them washed first and then drink out of them. Now, of course, this is absolutely something very understandable. For example, if cups of wine are being used in areas, in residences in which wine is being drunk, and there is a chance that a small part of that wine might remain in that cup, then of course, it's absolutely warranted that one should wash that cup. Now, in this regard, one needs also to understand that this tradition of cleaning glasses or plates or washing them is just a recent addition in society and in civilization in the time of the Prophet and even in much later times. And even in certain tribal societies today, there is no such tradition of washing glasses, for example, in which a drink has been drunk, or even washing plates in which food has been eaten. A person would simply eat from that plate or drink from a particular glass, and then the next person would just use that plate or glass without washing them. This addition of washing utensils has only been a later addition, and in the time of the Prophet this was not at all present. So people would often drink and eat in plates which had been used already and they had not been washed. So about such utensils, of course, the Prophet has very explicitly said that one must wash such utensils simply because there is a chance that parts of some pig meat might cling to the utensil. Similarly, part of alcohol or liquor might be present in that wine glass. So therefore, the prohibition of such wine glasses was because they were not washed after drinking, and the Prophet said that if you have to use such glasses, then it is better that you wash them and then use them. And this is of course very understandable because, as I said, in that society there was no such tradition of cleaning those glasses with water after a drink had been drunk from them. However, things have absolutely changed today, and today wine glasses are used, for example, if we go to certain houses in which people of the book are living, Christians or Jews maybe, who are drinking wine, and if we are absolutely certain that that glass is clean and there is no speck of any drink which has clung to that surface, then there is of course no need to wash it. And similarly, if we go to the market and we buy wine glasses, and those wine glasses which are of course made for wine to be drunk in them, they are brought and we, for example, use them to drink water or to drink juice, then they of course do not bear any label of prohibition. This can be done. It has to be understood that what is prohibited is wine, which inebriates a person, or alcohol, which intoxicates a person. Other drinks are not prohibited. And it's not that wine glasses per se are prohibited. They are prohibited or were prohibited.